Hey, if you enjoy We Have Concerns, you should check out our other shows, including I do a show about video games called DLC. You can find that at 5by5.tv/DLC. And another show about movies and TV called the Slash Filmcast. And you can find that at slashfilmcast.com. Take a second, check them out.
Yeah, so, but I'm not a crazy person, Jeff.
Well,
I'm not a crazy person.
You keep saying that.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. You know, we're down to our last few episodes. I hope I'm not surprising anybody. We announced it on Twitter and on our Patreon page. But this is the last few episodes. And so why not go out doing all of our favorite things? Here is a story about animal intelligence.
Yay!
You know I love that animal intelligence.
Yeah, you do.
This one's from Jeff Engelstein.
Our friend.
Our friend of the show, and as far as you've been telling me, a very brilliant board game designer.
Indeed, yes.
With his own podcast called Game Tech, which you are a fan of.
Yeah, Ludology. Yeah, Game Tech is part of Ludology.
Ludology!
Yeah.
The study of the play in the games.
Indeed, yeah.
How exciting. Once you put something in Latin, it seems less for children, am I right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
But he sent in this story that says, honeybees can't just count, Jeff. They can also understand the concept of zero. Bees understand the concept of nothingness.
You said.
And they can also count.
That's the part you were like, they can't just count like we all know that honeybees can count.
I forget that people don't keep up with this shit like I do. Number
honeybees can count?
Honeybees can count.
All right. I want to get to zero. I definitely want to get to zero.
Sure, we're going to get to zero.
But let's count first.
Yeah, okay. We start with one.
I don't.
Or if you're a honeybee, you start with zero. I think they've shown that they can clearly count up to four, and potentially they can be trained to recognize higher numbers, but we don't know if they... after four, we don't know if they understand the difference between the numbers.
There's only ever been four honeybees in one place at one time before.
Sure.
So that why would they ever need more than that?
A swarm is usually 2 to 3 honeybees.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, everybody who's afraid of swarms of bees is a big baby.
It's three bees.
That's just two bees, you idiots.
That's a pair of bees.
It's just a pair of bees.
It's a swarm.
Oh, no. The bees are swarming, and it's just like... It's just like a married couple of bees just sitting there like, hey, we're just here to hang.
I just wanted to maybe hang.
We're your new neighbors.
Yeah. This is Ethel. I'm George. We're just a couple of bees.
What? It's a swarm!
No, come on. This happens every time.
I can't wait until we move into a neighborhood that's a little more tolerant and understanding.
Can I tell you one thing, Ethel?
Sure.
I'm...
You can tell me up to four things and then I'm going to lose track, but go ahead.
It's more than zero. I'm tempted to just end it all. Just sting them and rip it right out of myself and die.
Wow.
I know. I think about that every day.
Okay. Maybe we go see a counselor about that.
And then there'd be three of us, a full swarm.
A full swarm. So these bees can count. A lot of animals can count. We used to think only we could count.
Yeah.
Up until very recently, actually. I'm very disappointed in us. I'm always disappointed in us in terms of how much we thought about animals and how much animals know.
Our humans just thought, man, we're fucking awesome.
Yeah, we can train a dog to match a person's scent, track them,
right,
and bring them back to us. We can train them to...
Dumbass dog.
We can train them to... hunt things and catch them in their mouths, but not kill them or eat them and bring them back.
Stupid
to us.
Dog.
But counting to five, that's for smarts.
That's right.
That's for us.
Yeah.
They can't do
They're
that.
Dumb.
But we know that.
How do we know the bees can count? Do we know how we know? Like a bee, how does it count?
We've done studies where we've kind of put them in situations where we're teaching them to kind of move towards quantities of more or less. And the reward system, we can train the bees to get a reward whether they go towards more or less. And then we can also, we ran some studies that that tried to see if they could tell the difference between numbers.
Oh,
like which one is bigger and by how much, like tried to get them to answer questions in order for rewards. So it's kind of like if you put a 4 and a 2 up on two different screens, can you train a bee to fly down onto another screen that has 2 in order to get a reward? Can bee solve the problem?
Wow.
And the answer is, yeah, the bee can solve the problem. We didn't test them for 0 though, because listen,
that's a hard one. We didn't even get to that for hundreds of years.
We know that counting now can be done by animals. Like counting isn't just for smarties, I guess, but 0 is for smarties.
How does the bee know about 0?
Bees have a lot of existential angst and they think about nothingness quite a bit.
Mm.
I think that's
to
why
to be or not to be. They're always saying that, right?
Mm, yeah. No, fuck you. Fuck you.
I mean,
there are only 3 episodes left.
I assumed
I'm not holding back anymore. Fuck you.
I assumed that's what their existential
fuck
angst
you!
Was wrapped
fuck
in.
Fuck you and your jokes. Fuck you. That wasn't one of your worst ones. but no, I think the reason why we thought animals couldn't understand 0 or the concept of 0 was because we attach a lot of philosophical importance to 0,
right?
To the concept of nothingness, to the concept of like, oh, can I think about the absence of a thing?
Right.
Can I think about the absence? And then when we start thinking about 0 that way, we get into like real heady kind of existentialist stuff, which is like,
I'm not going to be here forever.
Yeah. Or like, can I imagine the absence of a universe? Can I imagine that? And so we attach that sort of importance to 0.
Right.
And I think it's also just kind of hard to train an animal to be like, Point to no squeak toys. You know what I mean?
Where are the squeak toys not?
Yeah, where is not a thing? They're just like fucking, I think they kind of like tilt their head and their ears go up a little bit.
You know what though? I gotta say, I think everybody has had the experience of teaching a dog about 0 when you do the thing where you throw the ball, but there was no ball in your hand.
There's no ball.
And the dog's like, runs after it and looks around and is like, There's zero ball.
Or the thing that's I've seen a lot on Instagram lately where you hold up a blanket in front of your dog and then you run from behind the blanket out of the room. And when the blanket drops, you're not there.
That's Copperfield.
You Copperfield the dog and dogs freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
They get very worried and concerned. They get very scared.
Well, it's worse because there was a tiger where you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that freaks dogs out big time because cats are supposed to be small.
That's just survival instinct, really. That's fight or flight. I think we sort of attach, but also it's hard to test for, and it is kind of hard to... I can understand why we would think it's hard for an animal to understand, or why maybe most animals don't understand it, right? Because you can't be like, what's less than this one thing that I'm holding up?
Right.
And an animal's like, I don't fucking, what do you mean?
Yeah.
That's the
Where's
least,
food?
There, that's
Give
the
me
least
food.
There could be.
Is there food?
There's one food.
Yeah. I need that food. Put it in me.
So they wanted to see if bees could understand an empty set.
Okay.
They could understand 0. So the way they set this up was they put up a bunch of different screens that randomly went, had like diamonds on them of different sizes.
My bees love diamonds.
Bees are so fucking into diamonds. Bees are just like, when are you going to put a ring on it?
Yeah.
Bees.
Yeah, the queen bee sang the song.
Yo.
And that's how we know that all bees love diamonds.
Oh, say the bees.
Yeah.
You can't see it, but I'm pumping my arms.
Pumping. It's amazing that you learned that entire dance.
Is it amazing? Good. I feel like most of us did. whether we wanted to or not. So they had 4 screens with the shape, not the precious gem. 1 to 4 of them on different screens. They trained some bees to go to the screen with the most and some bees to go to the screen with the least amount of diamonds. And those bees would get a reward.
Oh,
they started.
I see where this is going.
The bees all got diamonds, real diamonds.
They're diamond thieves.
Mm-hmm.
I get it now. It all
training,
makes sense.
We were putting a crew together.
Yeah.
And we decided to put together a crew of bees because they can go in through the vents.
They swarm. Like 3 of them can swarm that place.
Nobody expects them. Yeah. All 3 of the swarm will go in there. Ocean's 3. The most bees there's ever been in a screen.
The most ocean bees there's ever been.
And what we found was initially the bees were a little confused. Like they would go to, if you put up 4-3-1 and nothing on four different screens, initially the bees kind of like wanted to go to the one.
Are you sure that it was actually numerical numbers that they use, or is it just like the amount of the thing? Like there was two of these or three of these, or there was zero of these.
Right.
Because I feel like the numerology themselves, the way you're describing it makes me think they had the number on the screen.
No. It's okay. A number of diamonds. These are diamonds that are on a screen. They're right. Shapes on a screen.
Right.
So there's a 4, there's a 2, there's a 1, and then there's nothing right. on one screen. And initially, the bees that were trained to go to the screen with the least were kind of going to the 1.
Yeah.
Like they just, because they thought they were looking for diamonds.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And they were just, I think, they said that they read the bees' diaries and the bees were getting like very frustrated like 3 days in.
Yeah.
And the bees were just like, I don't fucking understand. It's been months of going to the least amount of diamonds.
Yeah.
And now they've changed the fucking rules on me. I haven't eaten in three diamonds.
Yeah. Which is like the most they can count up to.
It's the most they can count up to. It was like one more and it's gonna feel like my whole life.
Yeah.
But then after a little while, the bees were kind of like, oh, no diamonds is less fewer, than one diamond.
Yeah.
An absence of the thing is the least amount of the thing there can be.
Wow.
And so the bees started flying to that screen. And so bees,
they're going
to understand zero.
Just wait until we show them integers. They're going to blow their fucking mind.
Fucking quadrilateral equations.
Just negative numbers. Come on.
Wait until we teach these bees fucking calculus.
Reduce the fraction, bee.
Just, hey, you, the bee. Consider the problem of a spiral unraveling in n dimensions.
Yeah.
And the bee's just like, oh, number one, why is that even a problem? And I agree with the bee.
Yeah.
I never understood the wording of calculus.
The problem with teaching a bee calculus is that as you move toward infinity, they just think it's more than 3.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I've seen infinity.
Yeah.
I see infinity every day.
It's when that fourth guy came over here.
Holy shit. There are unlimited guys. Bees are really great though in terms of like they're very, very grateful and overwhelmed for just like anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you show a bee a field of flowers, they're just like, fuck, unlimited flowers. But then if you show a bee like a pot of flowers, like a bouquet, and they're still like, fuck, unlimited flowers.
Great.
This is awesome.
The problem with a bee though, is that how did they find the time to even do the study? What with all the working they do? They're such little workers. Like they had to go and make the honey and then also go and do the diamond study. That feels like a big commitment.
Well, so here's the way it works is in order for the bees to kind of gather.
They needed a guy with a beard, long bee beard.
Sure.
Whatever they put on the face of the guy to make
the
bee beard.
I'm willing to go down this road with you, Jeff. Go on.
I like that.
Why are you seeing the guy with the beard? Why is that important?
Because you said for bees to gather. That's how they gather, right?
Uh-huh.
On the beard?
Specifically, a beard of bees is the way bees gather.
Three beards.
Three bees.
Three bees make a beard.
Yeah.
That's the grouping of a bee.
You know, that's what's funny is like, now that I think about it, all those photos and videos I've seen of a guy with a bee beard, looking back, it's like, it was clearly only three bees.
Right.
I don't know why I was wigging out about it. I don't understand. Like, it seemed like a lot of bees
But when you get right down to it, it was only three.
Here's the thing about irrational fears, Jeff.
What's that?
They make things seem worse than they are.
True.
A swarm of bees is literally only three bees at most.
We all just have to calm down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If everybody could just chill out.
Mm-hmm.
No, in order for the bees to gather, they would normally gather pollen. They would normally gather nectar.
Right.
In order to get this, because they're not outside, they have to solve the problem. And then they're presented with the sugar syrup or the sugar solution that they can then use back.
Their reward is work.
But that's sort of their personality to begin with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The scientists didn't make that happen.
They're like worker bees of bees. They're like the worker bee of bees.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're the thing.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I get that phrase now. Oh
yeah.
Because that's all bees do.
Right.
I've learned so much in 600 episodes. I really, really have. The reason why bees being able to count and bees being able to understand zero is such a rad thing for scientists is because bees have not, number one, bees are on a radically different part of the animal kingdom than we are.
Right.
They are phylogenetically super extremely different than us.
Sure.
Whereas like you look at, oh, monkeys can count or primates can count. Like, yeah, of course. Sure. Okay.
Not that
different. This is something that's extremely different from us. And not only that, this is bees, the last sort of ancestor of the bee. When you think about how much we have evolved over a few million years, the last ancestor of the bee was like 600 million years ago. That's the last clear difference between the modern bee and what was before.
Bees have been around.
Bees have been around.
Yeah.
And so for bees to be able to understand the concept of math, of numbers, of nothing versus something, when they have not evolved much in half a billion years, that means a lot. That means probably more animals, more insects, more things can understand these concepts than we originally believed.
It didn't take as much evolutionary progression to get to that place, is what you're saying.
We ain't special.
Yeah.
I keep saying it. We ain't so special.
Mm-hmm.
We can't fly.
That's right. They can.
They can. Point bees.
Point B. Can't make honey.
No.
We can't make honey.
No, we can't.
Mm-mm.
We got to use a bee for it.
We got to steal bees honey.
But we can make corn syrup, which is nature's honey.
Sweet corn syrup. Nothing wrong with corn syrup. Put it in everything.
You were initially surprised by the fact that bees could count.
I was.
Why did that surprise you?
Because it seems like a skill that they need not have. And it seems like...
I very rarely need it, but I can do it.
It seems like a hard thing for us to even determine. And I was impressed that we were able to even figure out that they could... differentiate between some of thing or less of thing.
Is it because you think of math and you think of that sort of stuff as kind of a human skill?
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Because it deals in a level of abstraction, right? And you don't think of the animal kingdom needing or being capable of dealing in abstractions because everything is feed the immediate need right now.
But I think that's interesting because the thing that I sort of love about it, to circle back, is we, I think, add the abstraction because we think in such complicated ways.
Right.
More versus less, I think, is like one of the most primal things to understand.
Sure.
Here is three of this. Here is two of this. I want three.
Sure.
Or if it's something that's going to hurt me, well, I'm going to head towards the two if I have to head towards three or two.
Sure.
But we sort of add the abstraction to math.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think because where math goes... We already talked about calculus and where the maths have taken us is to a level of abstraction, to concepts that aren't measurable, that aren't physical, like integers and negative numbers and all that stuff. It's hard to wrap your head around. And so I think as a student of the public education system, and you think of math as this thing that has a logical progression toward more and more abstraction, it feels like, oh, it must start there as well. But clearly it doesn't.
Yeah. I paid a fucking bee to take my SATs for me.
How'd that go?
Fucking rad with the math, but
nice.
But I dumb at English.
I never would trust a bee student to take my SATs.
A bee is still on a roll, Jeff.
Oh, okay.
A 3.0 is nothing to sneeze at. How do y'all feel about this? Were you surprised to learn that bees can count? Were you surprised to learn that the concept of nothing maybe isn't as abstract and complicated as we think it is?
Yeah.
We're
all struggling with it.
We are all struggling with it every day. Bees are kept up at night worrying just like us. Do you feel a little bit less alone in the world?
Thank God for bees.
You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those. You don't need to. We're not going to do another video.
Anthony has just given up.
I didn't get the last one out, and we only have a couple more episodes left. There's no way I'm turning a video around. It's not going
to
happen.
Well, maybe there's a conversation to be had on Twitter. Maybe that's where people want to, see like-minded people and search for the hashtag.
Oh, no, don't
search. It's not all about our video.
Don't search for communication on Twitter. No, that's just going to lead to heartbreak.
Anthony has given up.
Oh, I hate Twitter.
Everything.
Let's put a hashtag on it, Jeff.
Hashtag it, be sharp. I don't know. It's a fun Simpsons reference.
Hey, like you said,
why not?
I've already checked out, so why not?